On this episode of Keeping It Real, let's get real. Happy Motivational Monday, my little crystals. It's a great day to be alive. We are walking, we are talking, we are breathing. And if you're lucky enough, you have hot water. Today, I want to get into a bunch of things. I want to start with what we can do with our energy and how we can react to the environment around us, whether that be people, places, things. And I think there's three things that happen when we are reacting to energy around us. We can either, one, reflect it, two, absorb it, or three, transform it, transmute it and transform it into your superpower. Now, a lot of people might be like, what are you talking about, T.E.? I'm talking about if you know you have that bitch friend come to you and start putting all this different dense energy on you. Maybe it's a coworker, maybe it's your boss. And you have three options. One, you can do tit for tat. You can give them that energy right back. And that really doesn't do anything because that's like fighting fire with fire. The second, which I think a lot of people that are coming into their awakening do this, and it's a higher level of consciousness, but at the same time, they're still not exercising their power to its full potential. And what I mean by this is when this energy starts to present, instead of you reflecting, you absorb. So you say to yourself, oh, I am such a good person. I didn't react. I didn't say anything. And then it's just stored in your body. You start to get anxious. You start to get angry, frustrated. What are you going to do with the energy you just absorbed? You need to transform it, which is the only way that you can really start moving and working with every energy around you. If something is being presented that is unpleasant or is negative, what you're going to do is you're going to take it and you're not going to reflect it. You're not going to absorb it. You're going to actually transform and transmute this energy. What do I mean by that? Now that they pissed you off, instead of you internalizing, you're going to go on a run to exercise it and get that out of your body. You just transmuted that negative energy and made it positive. Yes, sis. Yes, bro. Just a fun food for thought. Are you reflecting? Are you absorbing? Or are you transforming? That is the only way through. If you think of basic science, we think of mechanical to electrical conversion. It's using a generator, the mechanical energy such as wind or water, that's now converted into electric energy. It's going into one form into the other. So how can we take it in a physical form? I think for the 3D, the human life, there's a lot of outside factors that come in various forms. One being negative news in the media. We are constantly being exposed to these different narratives, these news stories, these different sensations that the news are trying to evoke in us. Social media starts to create negative feelings, and if it's draining your energy, that's not what it's here for. And do not let your socials run you. You run your socials. How can you transform or transmute this energy? Limit exposure to the negative influence. Be selective about the media you consume, the people that you surround yourself with, the environments that you want to even expose yourself to. Set boundaries to minimize exposure to sources of negative energy whenever possible. Put on my phone, I have the limit, 15 minutes a day on all my socials. That's all I give myself. You have to be cognizant and disciplined and aware of the energies that don't serve your system, even toxic relationships, interacting with toxic individuals who are constantly criticizing, belittling you, or even bringing you down does impact your energy level. How are you going to transmute that? How are you going to transform that? Is you're going to start to cultivate friendships that are only boosting you, uplifting you, wanting what's best for you. If they are condemning you, that's not a friend. Why are you even allowing yourself to be around that energy? I think of even stressful environments. On the day-to-day, my clients, a lot of them, put themselves in these environments where they don't thrive because they're around energies that are constantly stressful and chaotic. If we are in these environments, how can we be filled with no conflict? It's just going to continue to attribute to the negative energy. No! I even think of unhealthy health habits, whether that be poor diet, maybe you're not exercising, or even substance abuse, which a lot of us to this day, it's like the norm to be smoking cannabis every single day or having a beer or taking a pill. These also lead to negative energy levels that make us all feel lethargic. We feel tired. We feel drained. That even leads into the financial strains I'm thinking of. It's going into another idea is coming to me is dealing with our financial difficulties, whether that be debt, even the economy right now, this instability and trying to figure out how we can create a sense of purpose around the worries, the anxieties that are affecting our finances. These are just all energies, negative energies or external factors that really take away from living to our full potential. And instead of getting in our own way, we need to start transforming these negative energies into positive experiences. And I think that's a lot of maintaining a positive mindset. It's about learning how you manage your stress and then cultivating the resilience to then take action in what you want and not settling. The easiest way to start transforming energy is to practice mindfulness, whether that is meditation, book an ECF. If you are terrible at meditating, I will help you. Deep breathing, yoga, calm the mind. Maybe some of you, it's a nature walk or just going outside for 5 minutes. Center yourself. This is going to help reduce stress and negative thinking patterns so that when your world gets rocked, you're still at your peace internally. Focus on gratitude. When we are in a space of gratitude and we start to reflect the things that we're thankful for, the shift starts to focus on the positive and away from the negativity, and it helps us actually appreciate every aspect of our lives, whatever's coming, and understanding that it's really meant for us. Engage in self-care. Take care of your physical, your mental, and emotional well-being by prioritizing self-care activities, whether that be exercising, eating healthy, having enough sleep, and doing things that really bring you joy. What does your spirit, what does your soul love to do? Stop depriving him, stop depriving her. And there's a million and one ways to transform energy that we are being presented with instead of reflecting or absorbing it. What can we really do with this to make it our superpower? I think I love to set a hard boundary. I love to say no. And for those that are having a hard time to say no, to know that it's okay to say no and to commit to your own self and setting a healthy boundary is essential for protecting your well-being. And so when TE starts to face certain energies, I'll even do a hard boundary and it starts to really transform and transmute that energy so that I don't absorb it. So I don't feel like I need to even entertain it. Out of mind, out of sight, put the boundary there and carry on. Ooh, I like that. Stay calm and transform on. Yes! You are not going to reflect this energy. You are not going to absorb it. You're going to take it and transform it into a source of energy that is aligned with you. Can I get an amen? Woo! Can I get a hallelujah? Hallelujah! I'll give you a prime example. For me, my dad was not in my life majority of growing up. And it's funny because when I was doing some exercises to release this negative energy, these negative thoughts I had and patterns and whatnot, I started to realize that I wouldn't know how important family was, ironic because he wasn't in my life, if it wasn't for him. And even switching into that gratitude, into that higher perspective, this energy starts to leave me because I found a whole new appreciation for my sisters and my mom, knowing that I wouldn't have this love so deep if it wasn't for my dad being absent in my life. So again, that was a quick example of how I was able to not reflect, not absorb, but really transform the energy that is opposing or negative and making it my superpower. Thank you, Dad, for teaching me how important family is and teaching me how important it is to live in your truth and to be impeccable with your words, and that if you break a promise, that people won't trust you. So follow through with what you say you're going to do. Walk the walk, talk that talk, and walk that motherfucking walk. See? I just took something that was so traumatizing for me and made it my superpower. I believe in you. You can change anything that's going on in your life simply by switching your paradigm. When in doubt, don't forget to crystal it out. Make it a great day.